Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ramon Ray is our guest, our good friend, longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, the proprietor of over at smallbiztechnology.com, chief marketing and technology evangelist at Infusionsoft, and you got another product there.
I do.
Ramon, tell us about it.
Thank you, Jim. Smart Hustle Magazine. So Smart Hustle Magazine is all about entrepreneurship and those who are starting a business and those who are growing. So definitely check that out. Thank you, Smart Hustle Magazine.
Yeah. So, folks, anything Ramon does is top shelf. I promise you, you'll be glad you checked it out.
Thank you,
Ramon, we, at the end of the last segment, we were talking about how social media has had a big impact on politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question in my mind that Barack Obama is president two consecutive terms in no small part to social media. I know the Democrat Party leveraged social media to the max. I mean, 110% to get people out to vote for him in 2008, 2012. And the Republicans did a horrible job of all that. And so it's really had a big impact. And it's impacting everything, isn't it? So kind of blend all that together. And you're such a great visionary and advocate for how to use technology wisely. Help us put all this together in our own businesses.
Yeah, sure. I think three things I would take away, Jim, if we look at how politics has worked. Three things we can learn from the presidential campaign, as it were. One is speed. I think that's interesting, is that when things are happening in real time that are relevant to our business, in the case of politicians, to the people they want to vote, but to our business, it's important to get that out there. Don't wait. You can take a cheap smartphone, Jim, as you know, a cheap microphone and a video camera, capture something and have it online. So I think speed is important. Two is the aspect of engagement. And it sounds weird, Jim, but don't we all like to be entertained? Listen, every Sunday I read your email newsletter. I read your email newsletter because it's entertaining and it's informative and it's Jim's point of view. So point two is be engaging. And I think that, Jim, enough too many small businesses, as we kind of hinted in the first segment, are a bit gun shy. They don't want to kind of break the mold. But Jim, as you see, I'd love to know how you think about Snapchat, but that's now coming on. People are saying talk shorter, talk faster, talk more authentic. So point two is the engagement beauty of social media. And I think point three, Jim, is the aspect of the frequency. We're all oversaturated with too much. Netflix is growing, Hulu's growing, but this is the world we're in, Jim, is that you got to be ready to capture moments, because what's happening? If you're selling watches, there's a ton of commercials out there, a ton of content out there, and you have to break through. So those are three things I'm seeing: speed, engagement, and the frequency. And the last thing I'll say, Jim, I think, is analytics, knowing your audience. Going back to Barack Obama, that's what he taught the Republicans, right? He whipped their butt
by being able to segment.
Right.
No question about it. They knew, let me tell you something, folks, the Democrat Party in 2008 and 2012, if there was a voter that was going wobbly on them in a county in Florida, they knew somebody in Ohio that could text him or her or whatever, and get them to go vote. I mean, they knew they were cross referencing everything, and the thing is that, and now that's big data. Now there's no question those guys have big data. Small businesses, we have small data, right, Ramon?
Absolutely.
But here's one of the things I want to point out and get your thoughts on, with regard to your 3 points there or 4 points. Every one of those, that lineup of points you made, speed, engagement, frequency, analytics, that lineup doesn't mean that you have to do that in every brand new thing that comes along.
Exactly.
Would you agree with me, Ramon, when I say find the ones that work for you, and for goodness sakes, Don't be adopting some new application unless you know your customers are using it.
Mm-hmm.
But find the things that are the most relevant to your customers' expectations and get good at those with these four elements that you're talking about. What do you think about that? Rather than being intimidated by every new app that pops up.
I agree, Jim. That is some of the best advice on technology, especially social media. If you take a look at Snapchat, some of the big digital celebrities, Gary Vaynerchuk, Jay Baer, the big brands are dabbling now into Snapchat. Everybody's saying that's the way to go. I'm not in it today. Now, that doesn't mean because I'm not in it, everybody else shouldn't be. But the reason why, people are still using Facebook. People are still using Twitter. So, ladies and gentlemen, what Jim said, ask your customer before you say, Ramon, should we do Periscope and stop doing YouTube? Ask your customers. I bet most of them are not still on Snapchat yet, nor do they want to be. So oftentimes, Jim, you'll find that the bleeding-edge people are talking loudest, which makes some of us feel that we have to switch. But listen.
It makes us feel like we're inadequate, it intimidates us. So you do have to be careful about the visionaries are good, the folks that are going out and bringing back the new ideas, those are important. But you got to realize that by the time when they tell you about these things that are coming at the leading edge out there, as you say, that doesn't mean that that's where you need to be today. Maybe that's where you need to be in a week or two or a month or a year.
Right. And I think there's two ways to think about technology, Jim. I think, one, there's people who use it as a platform. That's me. To me, YouTube is just a vehicle to host videos, or Facebook. That's one. Others, though, are using it like the tool, like, oh, you're not using Periscope? You're not using Meerkat? Oh, you're not using Medium? These are all kind of tools that you can Google, ladies and gentlemen. But just focus on it as a platform.
Yeah, well said. Ramon, give us the website again, please.
Yes, smarthustle.com is my latest venture, all about entrepreneurship and small business. Smarthustle.com.
Check it out. Ramon Ray and I will be right back. It's Tin Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.